We are on episode number 119 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Today, Halloween is coming. We are going to talk about the 7 ways that you can make sure your house is safe for trick-or-treaters. Coming up.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's Chris Payne with Pulse on San Diego Real Estate at Keller Williams Realty. How are you today? You know, fall is finally in the air. We can turn off those air conditioners, put those away. It's supposed to rain on Saturday. I'm kind of looking forward to that. So I am really looking forward to the fall. I feel like now I can go get a pumpkin spice latte, and I might just do that today. I actually have a coffee appointment at 10, so we'll see what happens. But today, you know, my mom, her favorite holiday was Halloween, and, you know, I love Halloween, and I look forward to it every single year, and I love getting dressed up with my friends, and we go out, and we have a good time, and so I'm super looking forward to that. But when it got me thinking about Halloween in your house and your Halloween for the kids. And so what I wanted to talk to you today is about the 7 tips to make your home Halloween friendly for trick-or-treaters. And I thought this was really important because then it got me thinking, you know, especially in California, we're such a litigious state, you know, somebody can accidentally trip on your property and all of a sudden sue you. So when I was going over these tips from House Logic, this comes from houselogic.com, the 7 tips, I thought this is fantastic because not only are they giving really good tips about how to make your home Halloween proof, but in, you know, I'm sure insurance agents, if you're listening to this podcast, you're thinking to yourself, this is so smart because this will prevent claims being filed against your homeowner's insurance. So let's talk about them. Number one, make your outdoor lights as bright as possible. So one of the things that you want to do is, as you know, obviously we learned as little kids not to approach a house on Halloween where the lights were dim or it looked like nobody was home, because that was just a no-brainer safety rule. Now, you know, back in the 80s when I was going trick-or-treating, there was several scares, and so our parents were always going with us. But prior to that, kids would go out by themselves and go trick-or-treating, and sometimes teenagers will just go by themselves as well. But make sure that your home is as bright and lit up as possible. I know I live in a community where it's all adults and there's no kids in the community. So it's funny, every single Halloween, the lights are pitch black in the complex because we don't have trick-or-treaters coming up. And I live in the back of my community, and so nobody's going to come all the way up to my house to go trick-or-treating. When I first moved here, it was a little bit different, but that's since changed, so we don't do that so much anymore. Number two, prop open those doors or those metal screen doors for trick-or-treater. Popping open the doors or screen doors so it doesn't get into the way of the kids or big groups, and there isn't that congestion as you're handing out the candy. Number three, use LED lights instead of real candles. This is very important because, you know, unwittingly, you know, someone could knock down a candle, right? Or knock down a pumpkin or a jack-o'-lantern with a candle, and it could catch on fire. You know, when I was a kid, I always thought one of the stupidest things that people did was they put sand in a paper bag, and then they lined their steps up to their house with that, and then they put a burning candle in the paper bag. And I always thought to myself, that is really, really dumb. Now, I grew up in Minnesota, so this time of year, it's a little bit wet. And as a matter of fact, my brother posted on Facebook this morning that it's actually snowing there. So it's a little different. But we live in Southern California, so those fires, those embers, those can get caught in the wind, especially if Halloween, we're having a Santa Ana. It is that season, it's fire season, and the brush is really dry. So make sure that you use LED lights instead of real candles. Number four, use motion lights after the trick-or-treaters have left. You want to do this when trick-or-treaters go home. The vandals, they're often coming out. So illuminate your home to help scare away those vandals. You know, crime does happen on Halloween. So you want to make sure that you're being as proactive as you can to make sure that all of that is taken care of and that nobody comes and vandalizes your house. Number five, tighten the railings if you've got steps coming up to your door. Now, in my case, I have steps going down to my door. I live in a very interesting community, and so I have steps coming down to my door. So you want to make sure that those railings are tightened. So fixing wobbly or broken porch lights, porch railings rather, for trick-or-treaters is a safety must, because one of the things that you don't want is one of those trick-or-treaters leaning on that and then falling off your porch. Again, that's where insurance claims come in. So you want to make sure that you're doing as much as you can to protect your home, because for as kind as you are being, again, we are in California and this is a very litigious state. You want to make sure that you are doing everything that you can to make sure that your home is up to snuff for those trick-or-treaters. Number six, and I really like this, use friction tape on the steps. So the friction tape, it's almost like a sandpaper tape, so that way kids don't go sliding off. You know, it could rain on Halloween, which is gonna curb a lot of trick-or-treaters going out, but you know, if kids are very persuasive like they are these days, I'm sure the parents are still gonna take them out. So put that friction tape across your steps. So it's kind of a little stop, so that way people look at that and they don't go running up to the steps, right? You don't want that, because you know, kids are so excited that night and they're so happy to get into their costumes that they just want to have fun, and you don't want them to get hurt. And again, it's great and it's super smart to make sure that no insurance claims are filed against your property. Number seven, this is important, clear the curb. It's the most important trick-or-treat safety tip. The reason is, here's a scary statistic. 4 times as many child pedestrians are killed on Halloween night than any normal night. Of all trick-or-treat safety guidelines, this one could be the most important. Reduce the risk to the little pedestrians by clearing parked cars from the curb for better visibility, and a protective watch for children sign at the edge of the road on busy streets. Consider having adults take turns navigating the safety between the streets and hold the traffic light at intersections. So you want to make sure that you are safe. Make sure your kids are not running out in between cars. Move the cars completely. Put them in the driveway. Make sure it is as safe as possible. If you have any questions about making your home Halloween proof, please reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This is a short and sweet podcast today, but I sure do appreciate you being here. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thanks so much. Be wonderful.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.